Blog Talk Radio.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
Hello, welcome to the Tennis Authority. I am Natalie Fox, the host of this show. It's a great show. Thank you for joining us today. I see we have a whole lot of new listeners today. That's always exciting. You just heard our little intro about what the UR Tennis Network is about. We are here to represent those that may feel they're underrepresented. And here at the Tennis Authority, we do that by focusing on tennis industry. So I've got a fabulous little gig here. I get to speak with different people every single week on different products or services they have related to this great sport we love, and I love it. We have a phenomenal show today, so if this is your first time or if you're a repeat listener, you better hang on because we've got some exciting guests on, and I have a guest host joining me today, and we are in for a wild ride. You heard me talk last week about the first annual Tennis Expo coming up at the Billie Jean King Tennis Center out in New York City, and we have those guys on today. We're going to be speaking with them, and they're going to be giving us a lot more details than I was able to give you last week, and I'm very, very excited about that. The UR Tennis Network, we have a different show every single day of the week, and something for everyone out there, from Parenting Aces with Lisa Stone to Women Ruling on the Court. If you want to check those out, and you can find out more about that at www.blogtalkradio.com/UR10S for urtennisn.com. So check that out. What's so great about us is you can take us anywhere. We're an international show. We're an international network. And, you know, you can't really take your TV with you and watch the tennis channel, but you can take us with you and listen to us anywhere. We were listening on the way up here to some podcasted shows. We're actually airing live from Galveston Island this weekend, so that's exciting for us. And we were listening to some of these podcasted shows that I was not able to catch this week. So we're always around, and you can always hear about tennis, so you want to listen in. I want to bring on a guest host. Stephen Byram's been a great friend. We've been talking for couple of months now, so I'm very excited. I've been trying to get him on the show since November, and I finally talked him in to coming on and helping me host the show this week, and he's going to be very involved with the expo as well, and he's the one that's kind of connected the UR Tennis Network to the annual expo coming up. Hey, Stephen.
Really, that's quite an introduction. Now I'm nervous.
I'm
excited as well because I got to meet the guys at the New York Tennis Magazine. My background has been marketing and sales for years, more than I want to admit. But my current partner, I refer to him as a marketing guru, and he's done multi-million dollar marketing globally for 35 years plus. So we're excited about the New York Tennis Magazine, the Long Island Tennis Magazine, and all that those guys are, because when we look at their magazine, we know what we're looking for. And both Mike and I, without too much investigation, went, wow, this is a real magazine. This is the real deal. So I was super excited to talk to them and make the introduction with you guys. So me as well, I'm very excited to be on today.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on. Like I said, I've been trying to get you on for a while, so I'm glad I finally talked
to
you.
My pleasure.
So welcome to the show. Stephen, you are with Changing Tennis. What is Changing Tennis?
Well, Changing Tennis isn't really a company. Oddly enough, it came out of an issue with emails. Because we have so many products, we started out with one, my brother Scott Byram and his partner Dave DeJure is a tennis pro in San Diego, invented a product called the String Thing. And that's the way we started. Mike and I have been in marketing, you know, anything from pianos, Mike with Toshiba, Microsoft, I mean, big companies, me selling anything from pianos to natural stone direct from quarry from different countries around the world. Tennis products, the first one was String Thing, and then very quickly became several others. So I would be selling LPEC as the international director, and then I had to have an email for that. And then I had to have an email for VibraScore, and then I had to have... So it just got crazy, and that became an email address, but also a concept, and it's pretty much fits in line with the magazine, your radio, growing tennis, changing tennis, if you will. So it solved that problem at the same time. So basically, we're international tennis product marketers, and that's not the best explanation I can give. That's changing tennis.
That's awesome. That's awesome, and you do a great job, and you're very visible in the sport, and you've done a lot for it, and I know you will continue to do a lot for it, and I appreciate what you've done for our network and here at the Tennis Authority. We are going to bring on Adam and David.
David, and
hi, Natalie, it's Adam.
Thanks for having us on.
Hey, thanks for being here with us. You guys are part of a very exciting publishing company, and you produce two magazines, the New York Tennis Magazine as well as the Long Island Tennis Magazine. Tell us about those magazines to start.
Sure. Long Island and New York Tennis Magazines are both meant to promote and encourage the growth and success of tennis in every segment of our community. We integrate the tennis world, and each edition provides insight into the game by reporting and exploring the people, events, and trends that influence and shape tennis in New York. We have our print publication, we have our e-edition, we have a daily web daily email blast that goes out called the Daily Serve, and we go do all the local events, and we have our two Facebook pages, Twitter feeds, and websites.
That's awesome. I actually signed up for those this week to be part of all of those, and I've enjoyed following them thus far, and I got my email publications yesterday, so I've been thumbing through those and have enjoyed them very much. Where was the motivation to start these two magazines?
Our first publication was back in January of 2009, and it was a 40-page publication, and we've now since obviously expanded to the New York Tennis Magazine in addition to Long Island, and we've gone from 40 pages up to 72. The initial thought in getting started was that, you know, as I grew up as a tennis player on Long Island, I always felt there was a significant void in the voice of tennis. Regional grassroots magazines were basically obsolete, and in my opinion, they're the backbone of tennis growth. With tennis being so large of, 44 indoor clubs on Long Island and tennis being so important to the community around here, I just felt there was a void, and I partnered up with an established publisher of financial magazines, and we launched the Long Island Tennis Magazine back in January of 2009. In July of 2011, we launched the New York Tennis Magazine, and since both have launched, it's been nothing but positive and growth on all ends.
So when you decided to... Oh, I'm sorry, Stephen, did you have a question?
Yeah, well, what I was going to say is that... being in the marketing part of tennis and bringing products to the market, it's to us it's exciting because, I mean, I can name the whole list of guys that Tennis Magazine deals with and the supporters, and is an amazing group of wholesale shops in Long Island, in New York, that are going to be at the expo that I have done everything to get a hold of, and what's exciting to me is that relationship, whether it be the clubs that they're with, or the coaches they're with, this the whole the whole relationship that they have with, I guess what I'm basically saying is it's been very difficult to make relationships there, but we know that New York, if something happens fashion in tennis, in the United States, New York is it's the spot where it lands. So I'm with you 100% when you guys are talking about the need there, and super excited about how professional and how quality the magazine is. So more than a question, it was, I guess, a statement. And
well, we very much appreciate that, Stephen. And we're definitely, I mean, we're ingrained into the communities. That's part of our business plan. And we proactively partner with all of our supporters and the local tennis world and the national tennis industry. And we provide them a platform for how they can get their messages out there. So as we grow, the platform grows, and their messages are going to reach that many more people. You know, our business, as you have seen in our relationship, we consider most of the local tennis world friends at this point, and we work with them in many different ways, and, you know, in and out of the business of what we do, we have working relationships and friendly relationships with everybody, and I think that's definitely helped us because there's a lot of trust and respect that has been built over the last 5 years since we began.
I've got dear friends in New York. I don't know if I mentioned I was a songwriter, but I had a songwriter friend. He lives in Long Island. He told me constantly over these past 2.5 years that, Steve, you need to go to New York. These people want to meet you. They don't do stuff on the telephone. And so I totally understand that relationship part, which is I'm excited from a lot of levels, but that's definitely one. As he always said, Steve, you need to come. You need to shake hands. You need to talk face-to-face. So you guys have definitely it is. It's a family. It's a friendship. And that's the way we felt. From the time I talked to Adam the first time, it was like, wow. I mean, I'm actually talking to a real magazine with real people, and it wasn't a, hey, how much money do you want to spend on an ad? It was, you know, it was listening. It was all that. Very professional at every level.
We really appreciate that, Steve, and that's you know, and that's what we're looking to do. It's about creating relationships with people and ingraining ourselves into the community and putting on events that we'll, you know, we're going to get into in this hour, such as the New York Tennis Expo. You know, since we began, I mentioned before, we were a 40-page publication and we hadn't proved ourselves yet. And this was back in 2009. And in the past 5 years, I feel as if, you know, the local tennis world would certainly back up the claim that we have proven ourselves to be trustworthy and honest and respectful, and we've helped all the businesses grow and created a larger buzz around the tennis world and given a lot of different publicity to players and entities and businesses and everything along the way. And now, after 5 years, we've become the largest free grassroots tennis magazine in the country. We're the largest free regional magazine out there, and the two largest regional magazines out there, which we're very proud of, and we're looking to just continue to grow and do more.
And we're both, I'm sure Natalie will agree, we're both very excited to be a part of it, and Tennis Authority is having a good day today. Would you say, Natalie?
Hi, Tennis Authority is having an awesome day. Guys, I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about what is in the magazine. And we have listeners all over the country. So you guys have a lot of information in there, great information. So it doesn't have to just be for someone in Newark or Long Island. So tell our listeners what they can get from the magazine.
Sure. Well, the magazine, you know, our goal was to cover basically everything we could. We want to have something for people of all ages. Our tennis expo that we'll discuss, as well as our magazines, are all meant to be family-oriented. So we discuss everything from 10 and under tennis to high school tennis to the college ranks to the pros. We have local stories. We have national stories. We have charitable initiatives and junior player spotlights and coaching spotlights. and really something for everyone. That's really the key. In addition to that, we go about it in a multimedia format so that we make it not just for the local entities. We have the two print publications, but in addition to that, we have our e-edition, which last edition we had our highest total to date, 550,000 impressions nationally on our e-edition. And you know, everything we do, our business model was to grow locally, which I think we have certainly done. Now to take it one step further with the e-editions and our daily email blast, which is called the Daily Serve, which goes out every day at 6 o'clock and alerts all of our subscribers of anything that went on the website that day. So between, you know, our event coverage, our Facebook pages, our Twitter feeds, our e-editions, our print publications, you know, we really help spread the word on everything, and we've partnered up with you know, colleges around the country. We have the local high school scene. We just sponsored the Coach of the Year Award for Nassau County. So we try to get involved in, you know, many different formats of how we can do things, both locally and nationally.
Constantly giving it back, which is very exciting to us. And
yeah, there's something for everybody. If you're, you know, if you're the parent waiting for your child at a tennis lesson and you can read up on coaching tips and things like that, you know, that's certainly in the magazine. We have features every month regarding the top tennis camps, the top tennis clubs, the top apparel stores, the top court manufacturers. We do things like coaches' roundtable discussions where we create, you know, four or five topics and we let the most respected coaches in the area chime in on different topics and let that be heard. And all of these things are, you know, go onto our website in the print magazine. And the key to all of this is that everything we do is 100% free to our readers. Our website is free. Our email blasts are free. Our print magazine is free. Everything we do, our readership base, print, local, national, web, et cetera, is completely free. And, you know, when we get into the Tennis Expo, the key to that is also completely free to all attendees.
That's amazing. I think I'm hoping one of my favorite tennis people, actually one of my favorite people of all, is Lisa Dotson. And I found out about you guys before, or she found out first, and it was through her involvement. And not to bring up numbers, because that's available to everybody as far as advertising, but I was really surprised at the pricing given the magazine. I mean, like, floored of how economically sensible it was for the people that were marketing and selling for, because it's our job to look at those things. So it's a huge value. And Lisa, by the way, I decided that I had to say I love you on the radio. There we have it. It's official. She doesn't get to speak in because Natalie didn't. But anyway, the whole point is everything you guys are saying is amazing, and I'm going to do whatever I can possible for all the people we work with, which is quite a bit at this point, to invite them to take advantage of what you guys got going on. So once again, thanks.
Well, we're excited for that relationship, Stephen. We're excited to have another platform and a great platform with Natalie here to get our messages out there, and in the time leading up to the Tennis Expo, in the time after the Tennis Expo, I know we've all discussed, you know, having some of our major supporters, having us back on, and discussing some of the topics that, you know, really need to be put out there and need to be put onto other platforms and have the local and national tennis worlds discussed. And You know, a lot of people come to us with varying degrees of concerns about local tennis, and you know, we're going to certainly begin to use our platform as it grows even more. But we're excited about the fact that we can use yours as well and merge together with you and have their concerns raised and maybe create that much more of a buzz and a topic around everything.
Fantastic.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. I'm sorry,
Natalie. That's okay. There's so much to be excited for. I know we're just all excited. I want to move on a little and talk a little bit about Hurricane Sandy and what that did to you guys up there. I'm sure you guys have. Well, you mentioned you just wrote a big article on that. Is that right? On Long Island.
Yes, we actually in the last magazine we had a feature article written by Adam. Where he went and explored the different clubs and entities that were damaged by the storm, which obviously did quite a bit of damage up here in New York. Our Long Island clubs that were near the water, our New York clubs that, you know, had bubbles and you know, were knocked down. And Adam did a great story after talking with them to, you know, help get their messages out there that the community was coming back and, you know, what they needed and what they were doing. And, you know, we're happy to announce that all of them, everyone we featured in that story, is back and better than ever. And, you know, we're excited that the community is maybe better for it afterwards.
That's fantastic, and I'm glad to hear that. I've invited a longtime supporter and friend of our show, Saul Schwartz, to join us. He's headed up a campaign to raise some money for that. Hello, Saul.
Hey, Natalie. How's it going?
Fantastic. Welcome to the show. We always love having you here.
I'm joining into this love fest here that's going on with all you guys. You know, everybody loving
great,
everybody
Saul.
Else. This is a great thing.
It is a great thing.
Well, I have a little bit of an announcement personally to make here, you know, which I'm sure that Adam and David will be happy to hear about, you know, but literally just got off the phone with my boss, David, and I guess I'll announce to y'all that National Halibird Sports will be coming into local New York to join the expo as
Yay.
Long as we're still welcome up there.
Oh, so, you are always welcome, Saul. That's great news. We're excited, and I'm sure the community is excited.
So, you know, off the air, we'll discuss that later on, you know, with all the fine details. But, you know, I'm pretty excited to come up to an event like this. I mean, you guys represent, to me, with the magazines, what tennis needs. There needs to be more of you guys thrown throughout the country in all these communities, really pushing the game and pushing the sport and telling everybody how great it is and making all these different opportunities available to people so that they can learn that it's a great sport, you know, and the stereotypes that it has developed over time aren't true. You know, it's the greatest sport on the planet, bar none. And
amen.
It just needs more of this. It needs more community outreach, and you guys are representing that to the fullest. You know, so that's all I can do is applaud you on that.
Thank you, Saul. We very much appreciate that.
Saul, I've got to say, you did the same thing, and I think that's why you're one of my on my list of favorite guests to have, because you do your fair share in giving back to the community. That's why I originally had you on the show. So I want you to share. You've been on one time, and then I announced it again last week, but share what you've got going on to raise money for Long Island right now.
Well, I mean, it's pretty simple. I mean, I grew up with parents that were very heavily involved in my tennis career. And my father, who recently had passed away, he was the ultimate in community guys. He was every example of everything that you would hope that a tennis parent could be and beyond. And you know, it was always about giving back to the community. Which one of my buddies can he help? Who can he welcome into a club? Who can he buy dinner for? What kid can he take to a movie or a baseball game to join us? And it, you know, when he passed away was a little bit after the time when the hurricane had hit, and you can sit there and see what must have happened to the community up there. I haven't been in there. I've got people that, you know, I've become very connected with that do live in the community, and they've told me, and I've reached out to them, and you know, I've received some information as far as what had happened to some of the clubs and a lot of the pros who have been put out of work and things like that, and I just wanted to try and come up with something to help. You know, so you know, I want to
interject something, Saul, because I was at the Challenger, and I took your phone call there, and what I'm not hearing is being from Phoenix, Arizona, and only catching the news, it was an atomic bomb that went off in New York, and it was very, very, very damaging, crippling to a lot of places, and I'm sure the article you guys did, David and Adam, that probably in the beginning brought that to the forefront, but I didn't realize until that phone call how devastating it was. It's almost like we really don't know what's going on overseas, and you know, countries fighting. If you're in the middle of it, it's totally different. So, it was a huge disaster, way bigger than I would know from Phoenix. And that phone call kind of freaked me out. And the point that you weren't getting a whole bunch of support at that moment, I did everything I could to, you know, to think of places I could call, things that I could do. So we're behind you 100% with that.
Well, it's much appreciated. You know, and it's just, you know, as I've repeated on other shows that I've talked about this, you know, tennis in the great schemes of life is nothing for most people. You know, but to the pros that live in the area, it's everything. To the club owners in the area, it's everything. To, you know, to the other families, maybe not so much, but maybe tennis is their outlet from the stress of everyday life. Maybe it was a game that the kids played every weekend in clinics at these clubs. You know, and these people have lost everything. So basically the whole point was to try and start doing a bit of a fundraiser, you know, in conjunction with my little boy Evan, you know, and trying to get as many people as we could reach out to start making some donations to start collecting funds. You know, and then, you know, a few months down the road, what I'll do is take the money that we've raised and go back and purchase whatever kind of equipment that I find out at that point is still needed up there, whether it's kids' rackets, you know, quick start balls, hoppers for pros, and things like that, to be able to make getting back on the court and make tennis part of the people's lives again, like I'm sure it was before. The community up there is one of the strongest tennis-playing communities in this country, and with that many people condensed into that area being just decimated, there's just got to be so much lost in that aspect. So, you know, being a tennis-driven company like Hollabird is, it just makes sense. I mean, we need to back our own. You know, the outside people aren't going to back the tennis people. You know, the tennis people need to back the tennis people, and that's what the community is all about. You know, and that's why I really pushed really hard to try and get us to be part of this event as well.
Awesome, Saul. Now, tell our listeners how they can take part and give back to the Long Island Tennis.
Well, I piggybacked on a foundation that already existed so that any donation that's made to what we're doing will be a tax-deductible donation. So we set up a site on GoFundMe.com, which is GoFundMe.com with a /20PKDK. And what you can do there is you can make a credit card donation, you know, for any amount that you want, and it's going to go to a charity that's named the Tennis Pros of the Future, you know, which, like I said, is a foundation that's already been set up, and every last penny that goes into this will 100% go into the purchasing of whatever I am told by everybody within that community is needed. And, you know, as much as we can possibly do, you know, to get every last person taken care of is what I want to do. You know, we'll never be able to do that, but I'm optimistic, you know, that, you know, we can do what we can do.
Saul, go through that address again, because
it's
GoFundMe.com.
/... 20PKDK.
Okay, is that P as in Tom? K?
No, I'm sorry. P as in Paul. K as in Kevin. D as in David. And K as in Kevin.
Okay, so if I can figure it out, so can the rest of the listeners. There we have it.
That's right, and
so,
I will say...
I've got my Balmer accent going down here, hon. You know, so it's... You know, it's it might be tough to understand.
We also have that link posted at thetennisauthority.com. You can go there. I've made a commitment to give a little bit each week because, as Saul said, that adds up, and I challenge all of my listeners to do the same thing. Again, GoFundMe.com/20PKDK. That is up on our website, www.thetennisauthority.com. Saul, thank you so much for being here. David and Adam, I'm so excited. He's going to be joining all of us at the expo. I know you guys are happy to hear that, too.
Very exciting,
Saul. We look forward to seeing you in person April 28th.
Without doubt, I can't wait to come up there personally. It's going to be a heck of a dinner party, Natalie, that we're going to have Saturday night.
I can't wait.
You guys. Yeah, that's all I can say. But...
Paul, thank you for all you're doing for tennis. And yeah.
Steven, you as well. And you know, like I said, Adam and David, I'll be back in touch with you probably either Monday afternoon or Tuesday just to finalize all the details.
Sounds great, so I'll look forward to it.
Thank you, guys.
Paul.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, again, that was Saul Schwartz of Hollibird Sports. So excited that he will be joining all of us at the first annual Tennis Expo up in New York. All right, guys, David and Adam, I've held off long enough. Let's talk about this expo. I'm super excited. I announced it last week. I had lots of inquiries about it. Tell my listeners what they're going to get.
Well, this will be the first annual New York Tennis Expo. It will be April 28th. It's a Sunday at the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center, which is the home of the U.S. Open. The event will be from 10:30 to 4:30. In the past, we have done two tennis expos for Long Island Tennis Magazine in 2009 and 2011. We drew approximately 1,200 people for each event. And, you know, in the time, we didn't do one last year, and in the time that passed, we said, you know what, everyone's asking about it, everyone wants another one. Let's do something that combines the two magazines. And that's what we've come up with. You know, it's going to be in Queens, which is, you know, kind of the border there between the New York magazine and the Long Island magazine. Since we announced the event 3 weeks ago, we have over 930 pre-registered attendees, and the event is already 95% sold out of exhibit space. It's going to be a great day, and without question, is already shaping up to be the largest tennis event, grassroots tennis event, ever held in the New York area.
Congratulations,
so
guys.
Yes, congratulations. Yes. This is a huge event. And the first one, you're pulling off a pretty big deal here.
Yeah, I mean, the first two events were
huge.
You got
Hollibird coming to New York? Yeah, I'd say you pulled off a pretty big deal. That's awesome.
I mean, we have people flying in from all over. I mean, as you just heard Saul say, you know, he's coming in from Maryland. We have you guys coming in from California, Texas.
I'm coming from Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah, it's from Phoenix. We have people from Colorado. We're overwhelmed with the support we're getting from everybody, you know, from volunteers to exhibitors to attendees, people nationally, locally. There's a huge buzz, and it's just something that needed to be done. We have the capability of putting on events like this using our platform. You know, 3 weeks, we have close to 1,000 people pre-registered. That's an astounding number for this area, you know, for a regionalized event. We're 95% sold out in the 3 weeks, and this is not easy to put on. There's going to be a ton that goes into it from our marketing standpoint, everything from talking to you guys to things in the magazine. We're sending out a press release this week that will go to over 100,000 locations. We're going to have billboards up at the Tennis Center promoting the event. This is just, again, a void that was going on in the Long Island and New York tennis communities. They were industries that were, you know, there were industries that were not communicating with each other, and we're bringing everybody together in one day to let everyone merge and let all the tennis people and all the attendees get together and speak to everybody face to face and have an equal platform and have a great time, and it's a fun, it's going to be a family fun a day. We have you know, I'm going to let Adam talk in a minute and discuss all the activities and speakers we're having, but this event will be, you know, tenfold above what the Long Island Expos did, and those events at the time were the largest grassroots events held. So this is something that's not easy to put on, but we've gotten great support. We're excited, and we're going to do our best to make it everything that we can.
Yeah, to speak a little bit more specifically about what we're going to actually have going on at the Expo, as David mentioned, it's going to be a family-oriented event with activities for people of all ages. We're having speaking sessions that are going to be headlined by world-renowned coach from the IMG Academy, Nick Bollettieri. They are going to be emceed by Sean Hannity of Fox News, the political correspondent. We're going to have some former ATP pros and Tim Mayotte and Robert Kendrick, as well as local coaches and players on the panel. We also have a 3 indoor court activity zone where we're going to have a speed serve booth where you can come measure your serve, see how fast you're hitting it. We've got hit for prizes court where we're going to have prizes ranging from strings and rackets to stay at a resort. We have a 10 and under tennis clinic where families are going to have the opportunity to have their junior players play with Nick Bollettieri and be coached by Nick Bollettieri. And there's also going to be racket demos and other fun games. We've got a kid zone that's going to feature face painting, and there's also an outdoor parent-child deck, weather permitting, that will be featured at the National Tennis Center. And we also available are tours of the National Tennis Center, including Arthur Ashe Stadium. You're going to get a behind-the-scenes look at where the biggest event in tennis in the States gets played every year. And just to reiterate, the whole event is free for all attendees.
That's incredible.
It's a unique experience, unique opportunity to bring the New York tennis world together under one roof, and should be a great event for all attendees, exhibitors, and everybody that takes part.
I'm super excited. I am super excited.
Yep.
There's lots going to be going on. Stephen, I know you're excited too. What kind of exhibitors do you guys have lined up?
What was that, Natalie?
What kind of exhibitors do you have lined up? Can you share about those?
Sure. I mean, our exhibitors, you know, the good thing about what we have so far is that it's a diverse group. You know, we have everything from non-tennis entities, from, you know, New York Life and Marriott International to out-of-town tennis entities. Obviously, as you heard, you know, Halliburton National Company coming in, Vandermeer Resort, IMG Academy, Sea Colony. We have many travel destination places coming in. You know, we also have the local retailers and major manufacturers that'll be selling products and all that they have, apparel and equipment. And we have the local clubs, of course, the, you know, some of the backbone of what we do here, the clubs, the camps, and the different local entities in New York and Long Island that are going to participate as well. We're going to have over 50 exhibitors in total, and you know, like I said, we're already about 95% sold out, which is fantastic. The support we're getting, and we're just looking forward to people being able to come in and speak face to face to all these different entities, and just provide the platform for everybody to take part and everybody to be a part of what we do and have everybody together under one roof, as Adam mentioned.
Very exciting. What kind of hurdles have you guys faced along the way to prepare for this?
Well, it's not an easy event to put on, as you can imagine. You know, in the end, we're expecting, we have 1,000 people registered right now. We're expecting close, anywhere between 2,000 and 3,000 to eventually, come by that day. And anytime we're putting on an event to that degree, again, the largest event ever put on in New York for grassroots tennis, it's not easy. We're bringing in speakers from different areas of the country. And, the hurdles are just yesterday we spent the afternoon at the tennis center measuring and laying things out and putting everything together. We want to make sure that we're providing the platform and the equal opportunity for all of our speakers to take part in everything. We're very happy to announce that you guys are going to be there and going to be interviewing everybody from Nick to Tim to Robert to Sean Hannity and all of the expert coaches and sponsors that we have there. So, we want to make sure it's safe. You know, we're going to have a lot of on-court activity going on. We're going to hire a lot of staff for that day to come in. We're going to hope for, volunteers to help us out. And we're trying to grow the sport of tennis. We're trying to raise participation. We're trying to, provide that platform for all of our supporters and our sponsors. And we're going to do the best we can. And we're thinking it's going to be obviously everyone's very excited and no one more than we are.
Fantastic. Is there a place where people can go to learn more about the event? Also, where I'm really thinking of right here is where they can learn more to volunteer.
Well, we have a pre-registration site set up, and through that site, anyone can email if they'd like to volunteer. They would email us, and we would find a place for them. That website is nytennisexpo.eventbrite. BRITE.com.
Okay, nytennisexpo.eventbrite.com if you're interested in volunteering. And if you're not going to be taking part otherwise, please sign up to volunteer. I do that whenever
that's
I can.
That's actually our registration page, but off of that page. That's our registration page, but off of that page, you can email us, you can be in touch with us, and, if you're interested in volunteering or helping us out in any way, you'll certainly be able to get in touch with us through that. It'll also, once you pre-register, it'll make it easier for you to come in that day. We'll be able to scan your – it actually prints out a ticket for you to bring to the event. We'll be able to scan your ticket at the door so you can come through quicker. And it'll keep you on our email list so that as we update all the exciting things we have going on, and as you heard in this conversation, Hollaberg just announced about 5 minutes ago that they're going to be joining us as we're every day getting new and more exciting opportunities that are going to be taking place there. So you'll be on that list to receive those updates, everything from where to park, to who's going to be there and all the special activities and prizes that are going to be given out.
This is indoors.
That's correct. The entire event.
I hadn't heard that. I hadn't heard you guys say it because that was one of the things I was thinking was weather-wise, but I wanted to make sure that the listeners knew that it's an indoor event, so we're not going to get rained out.
No, it's rain or shine. It's a totally indoor event, and weather won't be a factor. The only thing we have scheduled for the outside is at the National Tennis Center, they are installing a new parent-child deck. We're going to have that going on, weather permitting. So as long as the weather holds up for us, that'll be another area for family fun and for people to enjoy at the expo.
Very good. We'll pray for good weather for the kids, but we will let them in the building if it doesn't work out.
Yes, we're letting everybody in. It's free, and we're expecting probably around anywhere between 2,000 and 3,000 people, and we're going to do everything we can to make it a great day.
I would assume because of where it is, you're getting support from USTA. Is that true?
Yes, the USTA Eastern Section is going to be a platinum sponsor of the event. So they'll be there, and they'll have their representatives from the metro region on hand to, you know, give out their materials and sign people up for new memberships. And they'll certainly be a part of everything we do there as a platinum sponsor.
Very good. I'm glad to hear that. And have they also historically supported New York Tennis and Long Island Tennis magazines as well?
Yeah, well, we're the official publication of the Long Island and metro regions of the Eastern Section. So, you know, we have a standing agreement with them since we began to work hand-in-hand, and we have very similar goals, and, you know, we have a good relationship to support and, you know, help each other maintain and reach those
pro tennis.
Very good. Good to know. I've invited one of our vendors who's also been a great friend and supporter of the show, Lisa Dodson. Stephen was talking about her earlier. And when you announced your love for her, Stephen, she called in rather very quickly. So we're going to invite her on. Hey, Lisa.
Hey, Natalie, how are you? Hi, Stephen. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Lisa.
Welcome to the Tennis Authority again. Love having you on.
Thank you very much.
Very excited about, I got to meet you a few weeks ago down at the Challenger of Dallas, so that was awesome to get to meet you. Very excited that I'll be seeing you again next month at the first annual Tennis Expo up in New York, which is your home state, right?
Yes, it is, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to be relocating from California back to New York sometime in May. And
oh,
because
of the magazine?
completely. It's only because I got to know Adam. Hi, Adam. No, it's you know, for personal family issues, and but you know, I'm going to be so happy to be back home in New York, and busy making reconnecting with people, and you know, just thrilled to be involved with all the guys at New York and Long Island Tennis Magazine.
We look forward to having you here, Lisa.
Thanks a lot. I'm looking forward to it, too.
So for my listeners that maybe didn't hear your show, tell a little bit about Total Serve and what you'll be doing at the Expo.
Well, the Total Serve is a product that I developed. I've been a tennis pro for over 35 years. I played on the tour, had a world ranking in singles and doubles. And I used a makeshift product for many, many years, and I decided to create a product. Didn't have any idea what I was doing. But it's basically a handheld device that mimics a tennis racket, and it helps everyone, whether you're a beginner or you can't even throw to professional levels. It helps you feel and make improvements in your service motion because it's flexible. You have to get it moving on the correct path with the correct grip. And unlike a tennis racket, if you can pretty much do everything wrong with a tennis racket, hold the grip wrong, stand wrong, swing inefficiently, and still get the ball to go up and over and forward because you've got a big string area on the racket. With the Total Serve, if you go off path or your grip is wrong or you've got something pretty major wrong, it will break down and stop, and it'll touch you somewhere on your body. So you're aware that you've got some sort of a timing issue. So it's just a really cool device that you can put in your bag, take it anywhere. You can, as you know, Natalie, you can use it anywhere. You can use it on your breaks at work. You can use it at home. It's a perfect tennis teaching tool for tennis pros because it allows students to feel what the service motion should be like, and that's something that I think tennis pros, we make a big error lots of times where we try and describe it and we try and show what something is, and that's, I guess, sometimes the best that we have. But with this, you can actually let people feel what the service motion is supposed to feel like, and therefore they can start moving ahead and duplicating what that process is. So at the expo, yeah.
I was just going to ask you to tell them some of the coaches that are – you sent me some current videos you did, specifically Wayne Ferreira. Talk about that
right.
For just a second, because the Davis Cup coach in Chile and Tim DeHart,
mm-hmm.
The people that have figured it out have grasped it.
Yeah, there's some really big names. Unfortunately, in teaching tennis, people get stuck in their own little worlds of what they think is right. And I'm finding that the really much more, let's say, evolved or open-minded tennis professionals are the ones that are really embracing the total serve. So what Steve is referring to is Wayne Ferreira, who was number six in the world. He retired in, the early 2000s, and he was number six in the world in singles, number nine in doubles, and he's gotten a hold of it, and he uses it in his academy, and he just raves about it. He thinks everyone should be using it, from beginner player to professional levels, and especially using it to develop young players in academy-type situations and helping club players. Ken DeHart, who is a master pro in both USPTA and PTR, he has been using it since the beginning. He uses it every day in all of his lessons and clinics. Is a huge supporter of mine. Juan Pablo Del Abarca. I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce his last name.
Juan Pablo Abarca de la Fuente.
Yeah, De La Fuente. Yeah.
We call him JP.
We call him JP for short. He is a Davis Cup coach for Chile, and he's using it every day in his academy to develop the kids with not only serve but with ground strokes. A lot of them are embracing it for ground strokes, which is something that I came up with a little while back. Rosie Baris, who is a master pro out here in Northern California, she's a phenomenal. She has developed Mackie McDonald, who is 18, going to UCLA, and is currently number 29 in the world in the ATP Juniors. He uses the total serve all the time. She's a proponent of it. The list is growing in leaps and bounds. I've been able to connect with some bigger names who are really getting behind it and helping me push it forward. So I have
fantastic.
A lot of people who really believe in it.
And you're with New York Magazine, of course.
Oh, New York Magazine, of course. Yeah, and I just can't wait to get
it. Okay, well, I was
going to
make sure you had it added there, because if you didn't, I was going to recommend it. There we have it.
Lisa, tell the listeners where they can find you.
At thetotalserve.com. You can find out all about the Total Serve and place an order there. And you'll also be able to find me at the New York Expo. I'll be there with the product. And I give about, 500 5-minute lessons. So if you're there, come by, and I'll help you out with your serve.
And she sure will. And I will say, I love my Total Serve. It does. It sits on my desk. And when I have a break, I go out and use it. And it's changed my serve. It's made me a lot more comfortable with that continental grip, which I was sharing with Lisa this week. I developed that grip very late in life and didn't even realize till I got my Total Serve. I wasn't staying on the continental grip, but that has totally changed my serve. So thank you, Lisa. I look forward to seeing you next month.
Yes, thanks a lot, Natalie. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure, take care. All right,
bye,
we're going to move on.
Bye.
We're going to move on now to Steve Kaplan, who's another great supporter started with Long Island Tennis Magazine, and I know he supports New York Tennis Magazine as well, and is going to be at the event. Hello, Steve.
Hi, how are you? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm fantastic, thank you. I'm always excited to meet someone new in the tennis industry, and you are the owner of Vestage Park Tennis Center and the director of Reebok Academy for the New York Park Foundation. That's fabulous.
Yeah. I'm not new to the tennis industry. Doing what I've been doing for more years than I can remember. I'm really excited to be a part of this tennis expo, and I'm very appreciative of the opportunity I'm given to contribute as frequently as I'm able to the magazine and the publication.
It's our pleasure, and you got a great name, Steve, by the way.
Yeah.
This is Steve.
Appreciate it.
I'm seeing here you have been a longtime coach of more than 500 nationally ranked players, 15 high school champions, 2 NCAA Division I singles champions, and numerous touring professionals and prominent coaches. That's fantastic. That's fantastic. I'm excited to meet you. Tell us a little bit about Bethpage Park Tennis Center.
We're a indoor facility right on the Bethpage Black Course, which has hosted the U.S. Open a couple of times. We have 4 indoor hard courts, 4 indoor red clay courts, and 2 outdoor hard shoe courts. We provide a lot of different services, but our main focus is trying to develop junior players in the area.
Very exciting. And you have, you're a sponsor of the New York Tennis Expo.
Absolutely. I certainly am looking forward to being there.
We're looking forward to meeting you. And hopefully
how does the weather, how does Sandy affect you, Coach?
We have two tennis bubbles, and we certainly had a little bit of damage and a little bit of downtime. It affected everyone in the area, and certainly even to this day we're feeling the effects economically. It's a tough climate there. If I could, I want to say a little bit about what the magazine means to my club personally.
Please.
And to me personally.
Absolutely. Please do.
The greater New York area has a tremendous tennis tradition. It's really where tennis started in the New York area, the Staten Island Lawn Tennis Club over 100 years ago. Mary E. Outer Bridge, one of my favorite bridges in the area. We have the U.S. Open. We have Madison Square Garden. And as much as we have that great tradition and great culture of tennis, people in the area see tennis as part of their children's education. It's woven into the culture. But the community is a little isolated and disconnected. And one thing that Long Island and New York Tennis Magazine do is they integrate the community. They bring together the pros, the high school players, the coaches, and the clubs, and it's a very vital, incredible resource for everyone. When David first came to me and told me about the magazine, one thing I said to him is that to be credible, you have to create something that's sustainable. And to do that, you can't sell out to the advertisers. You have to be an independent voice to grow, and you can't be advertorial driven. And the one thing that I'm so appreciative of and so eager to always participate in anything they do is that they really are considered the credible in the area. And they're an independent voice, and that's what gives them so much standing in the community.
That sounds like great advice there, Steve, and I appreciate hearing it myself.
You know, one thing I can't help in hearing the conversation before, you had asked David about the USTA, and one thing that I've always noticed is that the USTA's stated mission is to grow the sport of tennis, to grow and promote tennis. And I don't think there's any entity that I can think of that grows and supports tennis more than this publication. And if I may, I would say that as much as the USTA and the local region has been a supporter of David and his publication, I would urge them as well as everyone in the tennis community to be even a stronger advocate. That's why, as a club owner, I've noticed that there's a tremendous amount of enthusiasm created by the publication. My business has grown by being associated with it, and I think if the goal is to promote and grow tennis, I can't think of anyone that does that more than this publication.
Well, I could speak for Natalie and say that's why we're so honored and privileged today to be a part of that, because we picked up on that immediately. So ditto from our side, all of the above.
Well, you know, I was able to take a little bit of a role in the last expo, and it was certainly a great event. And I think the fact that this is going to be, as David had mentioned, the biggest grassroots event in the history of New York tennis. You know, every year hundreds of thousands of people come together to the National Tennis Center to celebrate pro tennis. This is really the first time that I can think of, having been in this business for almost 35 years, that there's an event of this scale and this magnitude coming together to really promote and celebrate community tennis and local tennis. And I think it's going to be a tremendous stimulus for the area. I'm certainly appreciative of it, and I think that as a club owner, my interests are so closely aligned and so closely invested with the growth of tennis And again, this event, I think, is going to have a tremendous ripple effect on really growing the game.
I couldn't agree more, and I'm so excited to be part of that. I know all of us here are. David, Adam, I thank you for taking time out to be with us today. New York Tennis Expo. I'm sorry.
April 28th.
Tell me the address again. Tell the website again for our listeners.
Oh, nytennisexpo.eventbrite.com.
Got it.
April 28th, and the times, guys, one more time.
10:30 to 4:30, Sunday, April 28th at the National Tennis Center, 10:30 to 4:30.
Okay, I heard about the dinner party. Where do I get my tickets?
We're all going to discuss that
in the
days leading up to that off-air, but we're gonna make it a great weekend for everybody. And, the speaker sessions are going to be a highlight, and I urge everybody to come early because it is going to be a limited space in the speaker sessions. We are going to give out bracelets the first 600 people to arrive that want to be part of the different sessions. So we should definitely make that clear as well.
All right. David Adams, Saul Schwartz of Hollywood Sports, Lisa Dawson from the Total Serve, Steve Kaplan, Bethpage Tennis Center, and Steve Byram from Changing Tennis. Thank you all for joining us today. It's been a great show. I look forward to hearing more about it as time evolves. We don't have much time, but I welcome you guys to come back each week and tell us how things are going. Excited to be there. Excited to meet everyone. I hope you all have a great weekend.
Opinions stated by various contributors to the UR Tennis Network and its programming are not to be considered as endorsed by the UR Tennis Network. Participants are encouraged to use their own discernments and draw their own conclusions. All information, products, and services offered by the UR Tennis Network are for personal use only. The UR Tennis Network does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of information contained within the network. Any products or services provided for should be used solely for entertainment purposes. We emphasize the idea of keeping an open mind and not construing the products, services, or data as factual.
Okay.